The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. You know, years ago, Eric and I were close, very close.
I remember that one summer we shaved each other's backs and thought nothing of it.
But over the years, somehow a shadow has fallen over our friendship, and now the two of us are about the hairiest sons of guns you can imagine.
And now, the human sweater himself,
Eric Metaxas.
I don't find that funny at all.
No, I'm laughing inside, but not outside. No. It's terrible.
Kind of, what is that? We talk about serious stuff on the program, and then we have this goofiness.
It's just silly.
It's inappropriate, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you know what else is inappropriate?
What's that?
A lot of stuff. Okay. First of all, we should mention this album, Metaxas Super, okay? Mm-hmm. You can watch this program on video, on YouTube, on Metaxas Super. You pay pennies per day, and it effectively becomes like a TV program. We know it's a radio program, but you can watch it for a small price. Now,
yes.
Like, you know what drug pushers do?
What
they kind of give you a little bit for free until you're hooked, and then they charge you.
Ooh.
We're going to do that here. We're putting out.
That's great. We're going to get to that point in
It's a good technique.
Yeah.
So we're going to put out a lot of free stuff. We put on Phil Robertson, the interview I did with Phil Robertson.
Right.
Duck Dynasty is on YouTube.
Yeah.
My conversation with April Hernandez.
Oh, right. That's a good one.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not you have to watch that on videotape. She's so beautiful and so honest, and she gets emotional. And I have to say, I was so thrilled to get her in here to tell that story. But it's a double miracle story, but it's way more than that. It's a human interest story, almost like I've never heard.
And we have Stephen Baldwin, too, is on YouTube.
I don't like to talk about Stephen Baldwin.
All right, we will not.
Do you know that he's the great-grandfather of Justin Bieber's grandchildren?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
If you do the math, you figure it out that the Biebs is going to have grandkids.
He will.
My friend Stephen Baldwin is going to be their great-grandfather, and that's coming up on this program. So watch. You can watch that. But the point is that if you want Metaxas Super, it's pennies per month, and just about every single thing we do in this glorious TBN studio is going to be available on Metaxas Super. So you can watch us even when the guest is on the phone. You know, we've got their picture up, and it's just a whole fun kind of thing. That's Metaxas Super, pennies per month. But there's a lot of free examples of that we're putting out just so you can get a flavor. Now, keep in mind, we're just starting this whole thing. It's going to get better and better. But the Phil Robertson one, the Milo Yiannopoulos, we're going to have him back on the program.
That's right.
Stephen Baldwin, April Hernandez, and on.
And coming up this week, we're hoping to get the Benham Brothers, Gary Sinise. We've got some good
Gary
people
coming Sinise.
Up. Yes.
Gary Sinise.
In the studio, we're
actually, wait
that.
A second. He's going to be on tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we're shooting for tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon.
Now, when we go live, 2 p.m. Eastern time every single day.
Every day.
We've added a new live affiliate. I want to mention them. KHOB News Talk, 1390 a.m. in Hobbs, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Welcome to the program.
Go.
I love the fact that they're hearing me live.
Live.
Live. Now, a lot of stations don't get us live, and you need to call up your station and say, what is up with that, folks?
That's right. Don't call the police station. Call the radio station.
This is breaking news, and you're making me listen to it at 11 p.m.?
Right.
What's up with that, people?
Okay.
No, seriously, if you don't get this live, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so obviously Mountain Time, it's 4 o'clock, Pacific,
whatever.
It's 5, whatever.
You do the
but
math.
But you understand that we are live at 2 p.m. every day. So a lot of folks get it live, a lot don't. I just want you to know, if you're not getting it 2 p.m. Eastern Time when we do it live, there's a delay, and who knows what you could miss.
Mm-hmm.
The world could end, and you wouldn't know about it.
You wouldn't know.
Right?
You would
okay.
not know.
So, Albin, we have, in a few minutes, Black and Pro-Life in America.
Right. Walter Hoy.
Walter mm-hmm. is such a hero. You can't miss this, folks. He's such a hero. What he went through being a Black pro-life activist in America. It's a tremendous story. We've got a lot to talk about, so we'll probably do half today and maybe half tomorrow. But that's Black and Pro-Life in America coming up in a couple of seconds,
mm-hmm.
right?
Very topical. Very topical.
In hour one, if you missed John Zemierik, you got to go back. I want to say again that I'm going to be in Orlando this weekend. That's Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Not Orlando, Minnesota.
Okay.
Orlando, Florida, this weekend, I will be there. And in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is where Lehigh University is. Lehigh University is where Michael Behe, one of the great scientists of our time, one of the proponents of intelligent design, right, vilified by much of the scientific establishment because he makes them very nervous.
Mm.
I'm going to do a Socrates in the City event with him in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, at the
Great.
Famous hotel there, because that's where he lives, basically, right? So
okay.
we're going to go there, make it easy on him. He's got a new book coming out. That's the 27th of this month. I think it's sold out, but we may have some expensive, like, dinner VIP things available. But I think the rest of it is sold out.
Great, great.
But I just want to say that. I also have to say that MyPillow
yes.
is causing me problems.
You too.
Albin.
What?
Mike Lindell,
what?
I know he means well, okay?
Well, he's
but he's
a
such
nice
a genius.
Guy.
When he invented yeah. these pillows and the mattress toppers and these Giza sheets and all the other stuff, the pet pillows, the body pillows, you got to buy all this stuff.
Yeah.
His goal was to make it as comfortable as possible.
Right.
But I have a theory that he may have made it too comfortable.
Okay.
Yes. People are sleeping and just not waking up.
Mm.
And they call the EMTs. Eventually, they get them up. But it's so comfortable that it's causing some problems. So I want to make a personal appeal. Mike Lindell, my friend, you need to pull the technology back. Okay. The GDP of this country is going to go down. All these people are going to be sleeping 12 and 18 hours a day. It's good to be comfortable.
I realize he's trying to make himself a comfortable living, and what he's doing
right.
is putting people to sleep too long, and then they're, you know, like you said, some of them are not getting up in time to go to work, some of them are not getting up in time to have
it's
breakfast.
It's like he's some kind of
hungry
Svengali
and, yeah,
or something.
Getting skinnier and skinnier
okay,
as they sleep.
We joke, but no kidding.
That's no joke.
I found this mattress topper, because they Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, they sell mattress toppers, they sell pillows, they sell all kinds of
pet
stuff that I didn't know about, right? Okay. We got the mattress topper. I said this in hour one, and it's kind of freaking me out because I'm looking forward to going to sleep a little too much, and I don't want to wake up. Mike, what do I do?
Yeah.
I think Mike really should – you came up with the idea that he should put out a MyPillow.com super-duper loud alarm clock with
yes.
all the bells and whistles,
all
literally,
the bells, yeah.
so that if you sleep too long – My Pillow can help you, and he can make money off of that too.
Well,
okay?
Now people have to use the code Eric or Metaxas
yeah.
in order to get 50% off the pillows, and then it's 30% off the toppers,
you know,
and all these different things.
Okay,
yeah.
I forgot to say that.
Yes.
You have to use the code Eric or Metaxas to get discounts on everything. The big discount is on like the pillows, but everything else is 30 and 40% off
right.
if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas. Please tell your friends to put in that code as well. It is important to know that Mike Lindell is a hero. The dude, he is so faithful in terms of how he expresses his faith that he gives away a ton of the money that they
mm-hmm.
make. Okay, I'm not kidding. When you buy
That's
stuff
right.
from MyPillow, a lot of that goes to good organizations, missions organizations. But the key thing that kind of flipped me out and made me super duper fan of Mike Lindell, when we got the packages in the mail recently with the mattress topper that has put me to sleep, out of the box comes a scripture verse. And I thought, who does this? I mean, there's so many people out there who have these life philosophies and whatever, many Christians. And do you really live your faith to the point where you would put a scripture verse in the box? That guy is my hero. Mike Lindell is living his faith large. He doesn't care what people think because he knows that those scripture verses will bless you, even yes. if you don't think so. And I have to say, I admire that so much. So I thought, let's say you have a friend who is sort of hostile to God. Send them a Mike Lindell pillow, and they'll get that little thing in there. And who knows, maybe when they're going to sleep, they'll think about what it says on that little thing. We have to be serious about sharing our faith, because we're not selling something. We're not selling religion. We're selling peace and love. You know, if that's not what you're selling, don't talk about Jesus. But I got to say, the fact that Mike Lindell does that, I'm his biggest fan. Okay, so in a minute, we're coming back with Black and Pro-Life in America. Do not forget, folks, when you go to MyPillow.com, put in Eric or Metaxas. Just want to make that clear.
Well, I really don't mind the rain.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Would you consider yourself a Valentine's Day pro?
Well, Anne hasn't left me yet.
Look, you and I know that no Valentine's Day is complete without flowers. This year, you can order Anne flowers like a pro with Pro Flowers. They make it easy to find the perfect bouquet at the perfect price with 7-day freshness guaranteed.
Yeah, Anne insists on fresh flowers.
Well, there you go. They're freshly cut, carefully packaged, express delivered, so the flowers arrive in perfect condition. So let the pros at Pro Flowers handle the details and send your Valentine something you know they'll love.
I'll get on it right away.
Great. Look, Valentine's is just days away. If you order right now, you can get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $24.99 plus shipping and handling. So visit proflowers.com, click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter promo code Metaxas to choose the perfect roses at the perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code Metaxas. Order today.
When I look back, I'm amazed at how long I kept all my troubles bottled up inside. I couldn't get to sleep because it was all I could think about when my head hit the pillow. I was losing sleep, slipping into depression, withdrawing from everyone around me. I had no energy or drive. I was losing myself. I was at my lowest point when I heard about Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who helped me work through my issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know MyPillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, right now is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a 4-pack offer that includes 2 premium MyPillows with 2 go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Taxes show. Sometimes on this program, I have the rare privilege of interviewing somebody I consider a hero, somebody who I consider a model for those of us who want to change the world. If you want to change the world, you might want to know the story of the gentleman I have as my guest, Walter Hoy. Walter Hoy is the subject of a book. The book by Robert Artigo is called Black and Pro-Life in America. Black and Pro-Life in America, the incarceration and exoneration of Walter B. Hoy. Walter, welcome to the program.
Eric, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right because I'm talking to you. I got to say, your story is, you know, if you hadn't lived it, I would want to invent it, because this is what I want people to know about, to inspire people. How do you live in the world in which we live in America? Your story, for people who don't know, and I'll say it up front, in 2009, the city of Oakland, California passed a law that made it illegal to approach a woman entering an abortion clinic without her consent. You went to jail for standing on a public sidewalk outside an abortion clinic with a sign that said, "God loves you and your baby, let us help you." That's what you did. Because of that, you went to jail in California. You're an ordained Baptist minister. It's an amazing story, and I want you to tell whatever part of it you like on this program.
Oh, well, Eric, again, God bless you. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. The city of Oakland literally passed the law just for me. And Eric, they took a page from Daniel, so to speak. Daniel was guilty of nothing but praying three times a day. Well, we were guilty of nothing but standing on a public sidewalk, holding a sign that says, "God loves you and your baby, let us help you." And we were literally helping the women. And because God was blessing that effort, that got to be a real problem for the abortion clinic.
Yeah, this abortion clinic is losing money because you're holding up a sign that is touching the hearts of these sweet women who are going in there.
Absolutely. We were approached by the police every now and then, and they were really sympathetic with us. They had a much more important thing to do than to come and talk to a preacher holding up a sign helping women. But there was one day that the abortion plan just couldn't take any more of it. There was just one day I could be available. It was just 2 hours on this one day a week that I was actually doing that. But this one particular day, the abortion clinic had 27 appointments. For abortion, there's no way they could do 27 in that two-hour time span. But the women weren't coming for the abortion. They had heard there was a black preacher on a public sidewalk that was helping the women. They came to get the help, and they were literally like waiting for me to finish with one so that I could go help the other. And that was like the last straw. At that point, they connected with the Oakland City Council, from the mayor on down, the chief of police, the executive director, the abortion clinic leader of the abortion clinic escorts, and they all crafted a law that was able, they were able to use to put me in jail.
I mean, I love the idea that they actually crafted a law for you. I say this sometimes when I'm preaching at a church or I'm speaking. If you're not doing this kind of stuff that's pushing people to, you know, say, hey, you can't do that, you're not living the way God would want you to live. If we all lived on this edge where people are saying, hey, you can't do that, you can't. It's like, it's hilarious that you made them craft a law because you were being so effective. I just find it absolutely inspiring, Walter, really just amazing.
Well, I really want to make sure I give God all the glory and all the honor. But he was using us, Eric. It didn't matter what she needed. I mean, she would literally walk up to me and say, preacher, I see your sign, and I want to know, is it true that God loves me? And I say, yeah, it's true that God loves you. And she'd say, preacher, is it also true that God loves me and my baby? And I say, yes, it's true that God loves you and God loves your baby. For her, it wasn't a fetal tissue. It wasn't a tumor. It wasn't just simply a collection of cells. It was her baby. And then she'd look me in the eye and she'd say, well, preacher, if that's true, if God does love me and God does love my baby, will you help me? And we did. Eric, it didn't matter if she needed just to go grocery shop. It didn't matter if she needed time alone. It didn't matter really what she needed, whatever that was. But we were helping her. And when word got out, I mean, it just got out of hand.
Okay, so this is this in a predominantly black part of Oakland?
Yes.
It is. It is. And so you're saying that word got out in that community that there is a man who can help you. If you have what they call a crisis pregnancy, you don't know what to do, you don't know where to go, that man can help you.
That man can help you. And I didn't have any idea something like this was going to happen in the beginning. In the beginning, the plan was, and I was approached, they literally caught me in my office one day, which was really hard to do, but they got me, and the plan was that they thought that the black women would talk to a black preacher. They were out there, and nobody was talking to them. They just kept walking by, and nobody was giving them the time of day. But they thought that it would be hard for a woman to walk by her pastor, walk by her priest, walk by her elder, walk by her deacon, walk by somebody she recognized in the pulpit into the abortion clinic.
Right, yeah.
And so I said, sure, I'd be happy to go, and I'd be happy to see what we can do. So it was myself and two other senior women from my church. They were like 89, 85. They were old senior women, but they had a heart for this ministry, and they would come with me, and the three of us were literally standing outside on a public sidewalk, and I was holding the sign. And when they saw the sign, the women were in church. They'd recognize me from a church service or something like that, and yet they were still wanting to know about God's love. They still wanted to know about God's loving them and their baby. And when we helped them, that made all the difference in the world.
I mean, the sign, you know, there's genius in that sign. God loves you and your baby. Let us help you. I'm hoping just from this program and from this book that people will do this and just stand outside with a sign like that and say, we're here to help you. There's so many crisis pregnancy centers around the country, women's centers that want to help women, want to do exactly what you're doing. And I think if they will hold up a sign like this, it just gets you. The book, I want to remind people that there's a book that tells your story. It's written by Robert Artigo. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, Robert Artigo.
Artigo. Okay. The book is Black and Pro-Life in America, The Incarceration and Exoneration of Walter B. Hoy. Walter, the incarceration. Okay. Let us talk about that. They craft a law. The Oakland people, they don't like what you're doing. You're taking money out of the pockets of this abortion clinic. You're being very successful. You're blessing these women. They don't like it. They make a law. What happens that they eventually send you to jail for this?
Well, essentially what happens is that they crafted the law. We went out anyway, and we're helping the women. They just got tired of it and called the police and then had me arrested. Well, I had never been in court before. I'd never been arrested before. And I wanted to see what that was like. So I went there, and this is, you know, before the court trial, the jury, and all that.
Excuse me, but I just got to say that this is why somebody wrote a book about you, and it's why you're on my program, because most people would say, I do not want to know what it is like to get arrested. Tell me what to do not to get arrested. You, because of your beliefs, you were willing to get arrested. And I really believe that if more people are willing to go through this, it is so powerful. I just want to say that your heart, that you actually said that, you know, I've never been arrested, but I'm willing to go through it. We just got 30 seconds left in this segment, so forgive me. Go ahead.
Well, initially, I was facing 4 years in jail.
Wait a minute.
Obvious.
4 years? For what?
For standing on a public sidewalk, holding a sign, passing out literature to a pregnancy care center, and having a conversation.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the America in which we now live. No thanks to people like my guest who is doing something about it. What are you doing? What am I doing? That's the question. We'll be right back to talk more. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
Why should you care?
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says that despite his unhappiness with a tentative agreement to prevent another partial government shutdown, he is thrilled about the direction of the border wall construction. He says the bottom line is that, quote, we're building a lot of wall. The president says he's able to do that by supplementing things and moving things around. He says the money is coming from far less important areas of the budget. The notorious Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been convicted of drug trafficking charges at his trial in New York. The verdict reached on the sixth day of jury deliberations could put the 61-year-old behind bars for the rest of his life in a high-security U.S. prison, one selected especially to thwart another escape attempt like the kind he carried off in Mexico. On Wall Street, half an hour from the closing bell, the Dow is up by 382 points, NASDAQ up by 110, the S&P 500 up about 40 points. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lick-O-Chops.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
Oh.
folks. It's Eric Metaxas Show. That's Paul McCartney. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to the subject, not the author, the subject of a book. The book is titled Black and Pro-Life in America, The Incarceration and Exoneration of Walter B. Hoy. My guest is Walter B. Hoy. Walter, again, welcome back. It's just a joy to have you.
God bless you. Thank you, Eric.
I want to hear more about this. So you're telling me that for standing there and doing what you're doing, you're holding up a sign. And look, let's get to the cut to the chase. You love these women. You care about these women. You're not a political activist. You are somebody who has given his life to serve God. You're a Baptist minister, and you are not there for any reason other than to help these women. And you're telling me that Oakland crafts a law and decides to arrest you, to shut you down. What did that feel like? I mean, did they approach you as you're standing on the sidewalk? Is that it?
The police literally came. The day they came to arrest me, Eric, I was off on the sidewalk, and I noticed that all the abortion escorts wearing their orange vests were crowded in front of the abortion clinic door. They weren't following me around. They weren't blocking my sign. They weren't doing any of the things that they were doing all the time before. And so when the police came literally to arrest them. They said, oh, there they are, blocking the entrance. You can't do that. And they went to go get them. But when the police got there, they told them, they said, no, it's that black man over there. And the police looked at me, and they put their head down. They walked on over, and they began to arrest me. And they literally arrested me. Let me tell you this, Eric. You know how they turn you around, they handcuffed you, and then they walk you to the police car?
Yeah.
And then they put their hand on top of your head and sort of stuck in the back, right?
Yeah.
Well, he put his hand on top of my head. Now, I'm wearing my hat. I don't know if you've seen the book.
Yeah, I see the book, and the hat says, Got Jesus?
Exactly. He saw my hat, and he told me my hat violated the law. Because Jesus has a tendency to discourage women from having an abortion.
Wait a minute. You tell me the cop said that to you?
Yes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, again, I got to say the megaphone. In the United States of America, we have police officers so dramatically ignorant of the laws and the Constitution that they would be stupid enough to say something like that to a minister they are arresting on a public street in America. This is astounding. It is. I can't believe you just said that. That he said that because of that hat. This is like scary.
I was entirely shocked. But he said my hat was a sign, and it did discourage women from having an abortion. And at that point, I've been wearing my hat and glasses every day, no matter what.
I mean, you mean since then, as a badge of honor, you've been wearing your hat and glasses ever since then. I mean, look,
this is just so
beautiful. Okay, so you're arrested. What happens?
Well, you have to be arraigned in court. I had never been arraigned. I went to court, and I found out that while I was in court, with all the press, all the media was there, that there were two abortion clinic escorts that had filed restraining orders against me. They said they were afraid for their very lives. I had never even heard of anything like that, and I didn't know who they were talking about. It took us three pre-trial hearings, not even trial yet. These are pre-trial hearings to find out that their signatures had been falsified. They hadn't really filed a restraining order. The abortion clinic was doing everything they could to make my life miserable. And so each restraining order was 1 year in jail. So there was two restraining orders, 1 year in jail each. And then there were two counts of the law, standing on top of the sidewalk, holding up a sign, passing out literature, and having a conversation. So all together, when I was going in the court, it was 4 years in jail.
So you're being prosecuted and incarcerated for being a Christian. That's really what this boils down to. And I want to say to, you know, people who are listening, anybody who pretends that we don't have problems with religious liberty in America, all they need to do is hear your story. This is a scandal that in the United States of America, that somebody could get arrested for doing what you did. It's just it's a scandal. I hope people will get the book. It's called Black and Pro-Life in America. Okay, so you're going through all this stuff. Did you get out on bail that day, or what happened that day?
Well, I was shocked. And after the pretrial hearings, I thought for sure that I would no longer have to go to court. During the pretrial hearings, one of the abortion escorts admitted that my voice was soft enough that it reminded her of a conversation she'd had with her husband. And it was also we also discovered that neither one of them had actually filed for restraining order. The signatures were falsified. And so I'm in court. I'm not actually believing that I'm going to go to jail. This is just preposterous. We are in America. This is really not happening. But then, Eric, in court, there's not one woman complaining. Now, I don't have one woman complaining about me being a problem in front of the abortion clinic.
Right.
The only witness is the executive director of the abortion clinic, and she lied. And we impeached her evidence with videotape. Testimony.
Hang on, Walter. We're going to go to a break, folks. You got to stick around for the rest of this. Amazing. The book is Black and Pro-Life in America. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Albin, I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take it all the time.
I know you do.
A lot of people take it. Half the media are talking about it. But on this program, instead of me talking about it, how about if we could get somebody else to talk about it? Somebody, for example, named Finetta.
Oh.
Over the years, as I got older, I noticed pain in my hips, and it got worse and worse. Trying to walk upstairs, it was so miserable. That morning, I heard about Relief Factor. I ordered it right then. Within 3 weeks, I was free of pain.
That's what everybody says. You try it within three. If it's not helped you within 3 weeks, I wouldn't use it. But most people are helped by it. It's all natural botanicals. You could take it all day long. It's just not the kind of thing you have to worry about, like Advil or something. Well, you know, you don't want to take that stuff regularly. So go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It has helped me. It has helped a ton of people. I highly recommend it. I beg my relatives to take it. Relieffactor.com. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Hey, how are you going to celebrate?
With a mixed box of chocolates.
No, you never know what you're going to get with that. Look, I've got an even tastier idea, way better. I know she will love it.
What's that?
Cherries Berries. You can't go wrong with their signature dip Valentine's strawberries. They're dipped in milk, dark or white chocolatey goodness that'll please any discerning palate. She'll fall in love with every bite.
Oh, my wife will like that.
I told you, and they'll arrive fresh with 100% Cherries Berries guarantee. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling.
That's a very good deal.
Plus, order now and make this Valentine's Day extra special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more, shipped with your Cherries Berries at no extra charge. Look, Valentine's is just days away. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter my code Metaxas at checkout. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone, enter code Metaxas. Order today or yesterday, whichever's quicker.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything
we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, folks, it's Eric from Taxes Show. That's Ringo Starr. I'm Eric, and I'm talking to the subject of a book, not the author, the subject of a book. It's called Black and Pro-Life in America, The Incarceration and Exoneration of Walter B. Hoy. Walter, I got to ask you, the incarceration, at what point were you actually incarcerated? What happened?
Well, after the only testimony against me in court live,
the woman lied. The woman lied, and that was the only testimony against you that they had.
The only testimony. And again, at that point, I didn't think I was really going to go to jail. I knew they had videotape evidence. I knew that every abortion clinic does, and I was just waiting for them to show everybody what happened. They could see it for themselves. But for some reason, somehow, the 2 days in question, they lost their videotape evidence.
Well, and the reason they lost the videotape evidence is because it would have exonerated you, obviously.
It would have. And now, this is how God works, Eric. I was videotaping myself and the two women that were with me, so I could take the video back and train others in my church. So when you come out to this clinic on this public sidewalk, this is how they treat you, and I want you to remember that we are Christians, and that we're going to remain nonviolent, and we're not going to respond the wrong way. I want them to see how I was responding. I want them to see what we were doing. And this was going to be training. I had no idea that I would actually need this videotape in court, and it was the exact 2 days.
Wow. That sounds a little bit like a miracle. Okay, so you have the videotape. You show that in court?
Yeah, it took us, we had to argue about a half hour or more, because they didn't know we had it, and they didn't want to introduce. But when they were looking at the jury, and the jury is wondering, well, why can't we see the videotape? They begin to fear they were losing the jury, the pro-abortion jury.
Yeah.
So they showed it. We play it, and we asked the only testimony, the executive director, is this what you're talking about? She said, no. We hit it again. Is this what you're talking about? She had come out twice. She said, no. We said, Your Honor, we've got to play the entire thing. They argued some more, but again, they were losing the jury. They didn't want to do that. We played the entire day. She never came out. She lied completely, and the videotape impeached her evidence.
Unbelievable. This is sweet. This is amazing. But you still went to jail. How did that happen?
Well, at that point, I thought I wasn't. But when the judge allowed her impeached testimony to stand. When he allowed the court, the attorney, to actually use her impeached testimony in his closing argument, at that point, I knew it was clear that no matter what happened, I was going to jail.
Now, did they make a way for you? I understand that they gave you a way out of jail, but you said, no, I'm going to go.
Yeah, all during this time, there's this backdoor deal going on. They want me to confess that I'm guilty of, you know, of breaking the law. They want me to accept this 3 years' worth of probation and to pay a fine. And I just refused to accept any of that entirely.
Well, because you knew you were innocent and you were not willing to take the plea deal.
I wasn't. Yeah, I was. Not guilty. I wasn't guilty of any of that. But they needed me to do that to justify this law. And this law was completely unconstitutional. We all have a right to stay on the public sidewalk and we can help somebody if we want to. And again, there was no women complaining because we weren't blocking anything. We weren't preventing anybody from going there. We were just simply there, and we were helping the women, and we were, the guy was blessing us. We were getting pretty good at it.
You were getting pretty good. Okay, so what happened? You decide not to take the plea, and they hit you with what? You have to go to jail now? Because
at the time, it was 4 years, and they said, man, you're going to go down for 4 years. But what happened was this. The courtroom all the time was packed. I mean, and the media was there. And the media saw the videotape. And they knew they had lost the media. The media had really nothing to write about. I was the one whose rights were being violated. They were blocking me, following me. They were annoying me. They were all over me.
It sounds like this judge should have gotten in trouble for allowing this evidence. It's very interesting to me that this judge seems so partisan, so against you, that justice was not blind in the case of this judge.
It wasn't, and I was very, very concerned about that. But because of the videotape, the judge and the media seeing the actual videotape in court, the judge said, well, we've got to do something here. And so he reduced it from 4 years. It came all the way down to 30 days in jail. And again, I didn't have to go to jail if I would only confess that they were right and I was wrong. Well, I wasn't gonna confess that. I said, oh no, I'm not gonna do that. And so he gave it to the jury. He gave the jury very, very specific instructions. They took in the impeached testimony. It did all of that and came back and found me guilty. Well, he sentences me for 30. And then he asked me, did I have anything to say? And I stand up and tell him that I don't believe an unjust law is a law at all. And as soon as I get out, I'm going right back out there, and we're going to continue to help the women.
And by the way, I don't need to tell you, it was Martin Luther King Jr. who said what you just said.
My goodness, that was exactly who I had in mind. And when I said that, the courtroom erupted. You know, half the courtroom was pro-abortion. They just erupted. I was coming right back. And so the judge had to find another way to sentence me again so I could get the full 4 years now. But he had already sentenced me once, and he couldn't sentence me twice. And even the city attorney tried to talk him out of it. I mean, they're standing in front of his bench, and they're arguing back and forth. But he's determined to sentence me twice.
Walter, hang on. We're going to go to a break. Folks, do not miss the rest of this story. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
Leave me alone.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Bipartisan negotiators have reached an agreement to avoid another government shutdown, but President Trump doesn't like it.
It would provide far less than the $5.7 billion the president wants for a border wall.
I can't say I'm happy.
I can't say I'm thrilled.
But he's not ruling out signing it.
I have to study it.
Mitch McConnell and GOP leaders support the deal as a necessary compromise to avoid a shutdown.
Certainly good news.
And Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer's urging the president to get on board.
And not cause another shutdown.
The president says he does not think there will be a shutdown, but says the wall's getting built one way or another. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police say the man arrested in the slaying of a 24-year-old woman whose body was found stuffed inside a suitcase in Connecticut has been living in the country illegally. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Great Jerry Rafferty, American Texas, and I'm talking to the subject of a new book, Black and Pro-Life in America, The Incarceration and Exoneration of Walter B. Hoy. Walter, I just get so excited about your story. So you're telling me that this judge was angry because of what you said.
He was. And so he went out of his way to find a way to sentence me a second time. But even the Oakland City Attorney was saying, we've gone as far as we can. We can't sentence him a second time. But they did. The judge refused to listen, and he actually made me come back a second time a month later to see if I changed my mind, see if I took the deal, the plea deal. I wouldn't take the deal. I refused to agree with them. And in the end, he couldn't find a way to change what he had already, sentenced me with the first time. And so that's how I ended up going from 4 years to 30 days.
But the nastiness of this judge trying to punish you for being a Christian effectively. I mean, I don't think I'm overstating it. It's just a stunning thing to me that, in other words, if you don't play ball, if you don't agree with me that what you did was wrong, and you know what you did was not wrong, did the press give this any kind of decent coverage? Because this is like such a clear abrogation of your civil rights, of your religious liberty. Was the press able? They're very pro-abortion, but did you get any fair coverage on this?
I did get some coverage. I couldn't say there was fair coverage, but their presence in court turned it into a circus. It was very crowded. It was packed. And when they saw the videotape, you could see the air come out of the balloon. They were ready for one thing. But after seeing the videotape, they couldn't. The videotape is even still on my website today. You can even see some of the videotape.
What is your website, if you don't mind?
It's Issues, and that's plural, Issues, the number 4, Life. .org. So it's just
issuesforlife.org, and it's a number 4, issuesforlife.org. I hope folks will go visit that. We've just got a couple of seconds left in this segment. Can I hold you on for one more segment? Do you have the time?
All right. All right.
Yeah, because I think, I mean, I just have to say, Walter, your story, unfortunately, is a rare story, but it's a story that I think will inspire others. And I'm just so glad that Robert Artigo wrote about it. Black and Pro-Life in America, the publisher is Ignatius. They are a great publishing house. I've never seen a hardcover book by Ignatius. It's the first I've ever seen. And you have a foreword by the great Alveda King, who's the niece of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Folks, when we come back in hour two, stick around the rest of the story with Walter Hoy. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll catch you on the flip side.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.